One of the things I've always appreciated about Sitka is living close to wild country. It's the reason we have the occasional brown bear in town, but it's also the reason you can walk on a trail literally 10 minutes from a downtown elementary school and find yourself on the edge of hundreds of square miles of unpopulated forest. Unpopulated, that is, except for Mary Beth Nelson.
And there she is, drinking coffee. And you jumped out from behind the tree.
I didn't jump out. You can see me as you're coming up.
Of all the places where I might expect to take a survey, a quiet southeast Alaska mountainside is not one of them. Nelson is a recreation planner with the Sitka Ranger District, and armed with a field pack, radio, 375 rifle with a Day-Glow orange stock, and a clipboard, she has staked out this section of trail to interview hikers. I am the first and possibly only person who will come up here on this blustery and wet Thursday morning.
How do you greet people?
Usually they see me. I try to get so that they can see me about 25 feet away, 30 feet away. And as they get closer, I say hello. And they say hello back, usually. And then they usually ask me what I'm doing. And I say I'm involved in the National Visitor Use Monitoring. And this is a program that is being done nationwide throughout the National Forest System. And we're looking at the amount of people that are using the National Forest Systems.
Nelson actually has three survey forms, each several pages long. But like a good dentist who doesn't show you the needle, Nelson only asks the questions she can't obviously answer herself, like where you are and the number in your party and so on. Depending on the form she chooses, Nelson will gather information on economics, demographics, or the specific aesthetics of an area.
Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you with this visit to the National Forest? One being very dissatisfied, five being very satisfied.
Five?
It's the company, right?
No, actually, I like the trail under all conditions. You know, I see a lot of people out here on beautiful days and not so many on really terrible rainy days, but the forest is really different on rainy days. There's a lot of water coming down through, on places that don't normally have water.
And
I like it all the time.
It has a, with the weather, the forest changes.
Exactly.
About how far away did you have to come to get here from your home today? How far did you travel?
A half mile.
Okay.
I am the 150th interview conducted by planners in the Sitka and Hoonah Ranger Districts since last October. And Nelson will visit dozens more sites before the survey period ends in October of this year. So far, she's surveyed snowshoers on winter mountaintops, boaters, and cabin users. Next week, she'll be headed up to the hot tubs at White Sulphur Hot Springs. Last year, before the start of this visitor monitoring survey, Nelson compiled a database of many of the places people like to hike, boat, and fly in the Sitka Ranger District. The information was fed into statistical software back at Forest Service headquarters in Washington, D.C., which in turn generated a survey model. The dates, locations, and survey times are up to the computer. So it's not at all by chance that Nelson has a long day ahead of her on Sitka's Gavin Hill Trail.
Well, because you're here, Rob, I'll go away with one interview. At least. This is a bad day. When I was at Thimbleberry, it was pretty busy. I had, I think I had 28 interviews that day. It's interesting to me because I'm a recreation planner and I tend to work on futuristic projects. I tend to work on things that are going to happen. So it's interesting to me to talk to people that are actually using the things that we've already put in on the ground and see if the use is actually there.
The user data, when it's compiled, will accompany the Forest Service's recreation budget request when it heads to Congress. Nelson says there's no reason not to take the survey every time you encounter her anywhere on the forest. Next year, the visitor monitoring survey will move to the Wrangell and Petersburg districts. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
You know, this is the beginning of the busy season, you know, so it'll be interesting to see if it does pick up.